The Trump administration is rolling back a requirement for trains carrying highly explosive liquids, like the oil trains that run through the Columbia River Gorge. The requirements were supposed to make these hazardous trains more safe, following a number of derailments. For EarthFix, Courtney Flatt has more.
The U.S. Department of Transportation says railroads with trains carrying highly flammable liquids will not have to update their braking systems. The department says the requirement would have cost three times more than the benefits it would produce. Obama-era regulations required railroad companies to install electronically controlled pneumatic brakes. Those systems were supposed to help prevent fiery crashes, like last year's derailment in Mosier, Oregon. The current industry-standard air brake technology has been in use for more than a century. Oregon Senator Jeff Merkley said in a statement that this move is a step backward that puts people at risk. Industry groups applauded the decision. I'm Courtney Flatt reporting.